We're talking carpeting on the Rosie on the House show. Call 1-888-ROSIE-4U.
We're talking a bit about how much I don't like carpet, but we're also talking about things you can do to help make carpet work in your home. And if you've got a question about any floor covering, like we took a call just before top of the hour, they were talking about, okay, I want to get back into a home like I grew up in. I want to get rid of all of this carpet, and I want to go to a polished or a finished or a refinished concrete slab, nice and smooth and easy to clean. And Kelly, what would you encourage her to think about prior to doing that?
Anytime you're considering doing a concrete floor, you need to consider what the slab looks like. If you have a carpet installation, when you remove the carpet pad and tack strip, you might have like divot-like holes around the edge of your room that would need to be filled. Any residue that's on the floor from the pad glue or paint overspray would need to be removed. And sometimes, even though you remove the paint overspray, once it comes time to putting the finish coat over it, it will pull that up. There's impurities or imperfections in your concrete slab, whether it's from spills or markings on the concrete from construction, or just a natural impurity like a crack or something. So that really can add character to your concrete floor. So that's a really great organic look.
Some people like that.
Yeah, a lot of people really like that. However, if you do want something that's more geometric, you know, something like a tile or carpet will give you that look.
And I would tell her that she could probably get to Cohills in Tucson.
It's at 3825 East Ann Street.
Be a great opportunity for you to take a look at some of the finishes that they can do, and they'd probably have somebody they could recommend to pull that off for you. Be a great opportunity to just sit and visit. They've got lots of samples down on the floor right there, and you can take a look at it and go from there. So I'm a big believer in it. The first time I saw it, we actually had a friend who had a big family, and they didn't have the money to replace the carpet, and so they literally just picked the carpet, the pad, and everything up and just painted the concrete slab. And that lasted for about 8 or 9 months, and it was about the time it took for the gentleman to get back on his feet, and he was able to put the carpet back in. But his wife actually said, look, if we could find the right product to put on this floor, I'd keep it like this because it is so much easier to clean. Now, one of the things we have to talk about in picking your carpet and the different products, the different materials the carpet is made of, the next thing we have to talk about, because there was a trick, Larry and I were talking about a strategy for saving money when you re-carpet your house, is buy a little bit less quality carpet in the bedrooms where the traffic's going to be one-tenth it is, going to be going up and down the hall or in the living or family rooms. You can go ahead and save a little money by buying a little bit less quality carpet in the bedrooms, spend the money out in the public areas. One of the other things you can do, or one of the tricks that builders used to tell homeowners a lot when they were picking out their carpeted pads, hey, just put in a cheap carpet and a real thick pad. It'll fool everybody into thinking you've bought expensive carpet. That can be a problem as well, can it, Kelly?
It sure can. If you're using an inexpensive or low-quality pad, it'll break down pretty quickly. And that can create issues with the quality of your carpet installation over time with wrinkles or the carpet coming off the tack strip.
And while we're talking pad, do you have, you know, when we came into the business, the only padding there was that heavy red rubber waffle style wavy padding. Of course, that was replaced by this super lightweight foam density pad. I mean, what is the best pad you can buy?
Well, I've definitely had my share of experience hauling out that old pad, and
it's heavy.
Disintegrates and becomes dust. But we use a 3/8-inch, 8-pound rebond pad in almost every carpet installation for residential purposes.
3/8-inch thick,
mm-hmm.
Okay, and then an 8-pound density. And you can buy it in different densities.
Yes.
Okay, and the 8-pound is the critical for the durability of the backing of the carpet?
Yes, and it's also important on the 3/8-inch. If you use anything too thick, that will lead to the carpet having wrinkles or coming off of the tack strip if it's too tall of a pad.
I want everybody to paint this picture in their mind. I want you to get down on your hands and knees in your eyes, and I want you to look at where the carpet comes up against the wall. There's a little piece of wood there that is concrete nailed to the slabs. It has little teeth sticking up the top of it. That's carpet tack strip. If the pad is sticking up high above that tack strip and the carpet installer has to roll it back behind the carpet and tack it down, as soon as you move that piece of furniture over against the wall where the feet come down just in front of the tack strip, you're actually going to lift the carpet right back up off the tack strip.
Exactly.
It all gets loose again. So the right size pad is important. The Rebond pad is a very green product because it's all recycled plastics, right?
Yes.
The whole thing is just pieces and parts of foam cushions glued together, right?
And when we remove the old pad, that's still recycled.
Oh, that goes back and it gets made into pad again?
Yes.
Okay. And you say 8 pound. What are the different products that are out there? What weights are out there? What do you see commonly?
Well, you'll see a lot of 7/16 or 1/2 inch, 4 pound, which will break down extremely short period of time. Yeah.
Okay. So pay for the
8 pound. You can go 10 pound.
I believe the Carpet and Rug Institute recommends no less than a six pound.
No less than a 6 pound. Okay. So that's the right pad, the 8 pound, the 1/2 inch. Now, once the carpet's down, you're picking your carpet. One of the things you want to look for is every carpet manufacturer has a different way to make their carpet stain resistant, right? We already mentioned the Mohawk, and what is it called, the Smart Fiber?
Smart Strand.
Smart Strand, which is a corn-based product that gets woven into the actual carpet itself that's more stain. That I guess they're having a good luck with it.
Yeah, their stain protection's built into the fiber. Most other carpets, the stain protection is applied afterwards.
Topical on top. And there's one particular that I won't mention, but it was very popular. It did a lot of advertising. But it also came with a sheet of all the things. It said it was a stain protection strategy and tactic and product. But when you got your carpet installed, it also gave you a sheet that I think it was an 8.5 by 11 sheet, small print on both sides, all the things that would still stain that carpet.
Well, no matter what warranty you're reading, if it's on wear, stain, read the whole warranty. Because a lot of the warranties, there are certain things required that you have to do to maintain that warranty. And one of the, we just got a notice last week. Kelly, do you have that from?
I have some information here on a Stainmaster warranty.
Yeah, they just updated.
Okay. What's the latest update?
Well, a few things to keep in mind are they have different types of warranties. They have stain resistance, they have soil resistance, they have retention, texture retention. Some of them even have an anti-static warranty. However, in order to keep your warranty in effect, you have to make sure you have a couple things, which would be your proof of purchase for the carpet, complete carpet identification.
Keep that.
Dates and proof of professional cleanings, and the nature of your problem when you're that you have the issue with the warranty.
And to maintain the warranty, the manufacturers are insisting the carpet get professionally cleaned. Used to be every 2 years. What are they saying now?
Yeah, it's at least every 24 months. Some recommend, in each carpet manufacturer's stain protection, they have different recommendations. But on this one, you know, you can, to qualify for coverage, you have to have hot water extraction performed by a trained carpet professional at least 24 months. Some of them are even every 18 months.
Yeah, and I think that's critical because they not only stipulate how often they want your carpet professionally cleaned, but they state exactly the process they want you to use.
Yes.
And really all the manufacturers now have pretty well lined up with the claim that they want hot water extraction, steam carpet cleaned. A lot of the other systems, they're not accepted. You have it done, you're basically voiding your warranty.
Yes, by a trained professional.
Yeah. All right. Let's see if we can bring Tom into the conversation real quick before we get to break. Tom, good morning. Thank you for calling Rosie on the House. Our number is 1-888-767-4348. How can we help you, my friend?
Morning. How you doing?
Very good.
Good. I wanted to know what would be the safest flooring for my kids to play on. And also, I've been reading a lot about cancer prevention, and I just want to know that I'm not exposed to anything that has a lot of chemicals or anything that is harmful to me and my family. So I know carpet has some history of having a lot of chemicals in it, and I just want to know what's safe out there.
Okay. For a super allergic sensitive relationship or a super clean relationship, Larry, Kelly, what are y'all generally installing?
Are you referring to something safe, you're saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, actually, a lot of the floor covering options that are available, the industries have really been making big strides in moving greener. So they're really focusing on tracking and keeping down their VOC levels.
The VOCs, the volatile organic compounds, which we had to take out of paint, you know, 25, 30 years ago, and it was 8 years before we could buy good paint again. Took the paint industry a little while to reformulate it and get it done. But a lot of that is coming out of the floor covering industry now as well. You know, any of the synthetic petrochemical-based products, like a dash mat in your car, you can see it off-gassing. It actually creates that little vinyl film on the inside of your windshield. Any of it's going to off-gas. But as far as the super hyperallergenic products, I would have to say wood flooring with a water-based finish. Wouldn't you, Larry?
Well, your wood flooring on an engineered, and there's standards that have been implied now for formaldehyde-based adhesives. Some people are applying with it. These are kind of ongoing changes in the industry. Your cork floor is a good product.
Okay. That's also good for a safe for kids.
I like cork flooring. We're going to talk about it. We're going to need to go on a little quick break here. We'll come back and finish our conversation with Tom, Mark, and Mary as well. Folks, it's Rosie on the House. We'll be right back. Talking flooring. We'll take any question you'd like to ask at 1-888-767-4348.